This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Super Bowl, Super Browns. Yeah. Browns go 12-5. Have a good day.
See, okay. That guy's got a grip. That is a man who has a grip on reality. There's a man who's got it. Thank you to whoever that last guy was. The guy before, man, I hope he enjoys it. Is this sunny outside? I hope he enjoys it.
Came up.
Yeah. Okay, Kenny, I want to ask you a question before we get back to this.
What?
Who got over who here?
I want to talk about that caller there for a second, but go ahead.
I'm just seeing a lot of Browns fans saying, yeah, the Haslams, they won this. Ha-ha,
who won?
You're stuck here now, Miles. And it's like, well, we're Browns fans. We want guys to be here, and we don't call it stuck, right? We don't want guys being here that don't truly want to be here, right?
Someone sent me an email that the Browns punked him in his... in this standoff.
I'm seeing a ton of that.
That was the quote. I couldn't help it. I had to email back and go, boy, I'd sure love to be punked and get 120 plus million guaranteed money.
Come do the punking. Come now.
I will be blanked. I'll blank all day long. Yeah, fine.
Yeah,
the Browns didn't blink. Yeah. So I didn't care about that.
Is it? I know this doesn't make for great radio. Can we just say this is a good thing for both sides? Are we allowed to say that? Because... why would I, if I'm truly a Browns fan, and I've been angry throughout this whole process, and then Miles signs here and is, quote, stuck here, well, then what am I saying about my team and my city if I think he's stuck?
Because
that's such a negative connotation.
But it's true, though. I think a lot of people don't think highly of the Browns right now, and they are just very happy that Myles Garrett's still here. At least we got one good thing going for us. We're going to have to lose Nick Chubb, it seems, according to Mary Kay last week. We still have this albatross of a contract that... I know that the Browns technically now owe him less than what they did. Finally owe him less than what they've owed him in the past. But there were several people who wanted to line up and go, oh, they got him until 2030 now because they keep kicking the can down the road. You still have this albatross of a contract around you with Deshaun Watson. It's not a great draft class. I have to talk people into Shedeur Sanders or Cam Ward. You wanted one positive thing. You got a positive thing. Like, I didn't understand the people yesterday. There was this big race to, I got a news flash for Browns fans. Yeah, guys, Browns fans know. Browns fans know. Like, that last caller, on the Coming In Hotline, he was the perfect caller. Whoever that guy is, thank you very much. You were outstanding. That's the perfect grip on reality. He knows what this team's going to be. He also knows that having Myles Garrett makes life a little bit less hard. I'd rather have Myles Garrett than not have Myles Garrett. At least I got a good player. So, I mean, we all know, guys, like Gresh got involved. I love it when Browns fans talk themselves into having a lot of faith. I'm like, Gresh, you're being worked into a shoot better than anybody else out there, and you're a wrestling guy. Andy Gresh, of all people, should know better, and he's a friend. National host over there on Infinity Sports Network. I'm going, Gresh, it's a 6-win team right now. Maybe. We'll figure out the quarterback spot, depending on who they get later on this week. Maybe I'll say 7. Probably not. So I'm thinking a 6-win football team, as of right now, and then we'll see what they do with the quarterback. where they can maybe approach 500. Maybe. Probably not, but maybe they can do that. And I'm still going to yell Super Bowl, Super Browns. Why? Because it's what you yell when things good happen. And so that's what I do.
Well, this is
Stop
why
being
this
worked
is,
into a
this
shoot.
Is such a key that this happened. And this
learn your
this
fan
is
brethren.
Absolutely huge for the Browns because it was a steady drumbeat of negative for the last 4 months, dating back to November 21st, the last time they won a football game, right? Was that the last one?
Mm.
They lost out at the end of the year after that. That was the last time we had any excitement about this team. And the minute the season ended, we were sitting there going, all right, looks like they just want to keep everybody. So where are we going with this setup? Except maybe Deshaun Watson.
Mm-hmm.
So where are we going with this setup? Where is this heading? And then when Miles did what he did as publicly as he did, there was going to be no reason to be excited about this team come training camp.
No.
Now, I mean, let's say there's always rookies, whatever. Every team has rookies.
They're not at the Greenbrier. Well, you can go see them up close and personal.
I do wonder, you know, if they come out of this draft with Cam, like I do think there will be a renewed excitement about all of this. Even if you only had Cam as the sixth best quarterback a year ago, whatever.
What about if they come out with Shador?
I still think it's a rookie quarterback at the top of the draft. People are going to be excited.
What if they come out with Shador?
Well, I just think he's going to be more polarizing.
Yeah,
but
so people will be more measured.
But even if you hated, if you hate the notion of drafting Shador and you hate everything that surrounds it, the guy comes out and looks good in the preseason, yeah, you'll be excited.
Yeah.
You'll be excited. You're not a real fan. You can't possibly... You can't possibly separate yourself from all the emotion of it.
Okay, real fan is strong. I think that a person who feels that way go, no, I've just come to grips with the reality, and you can't. Because now we've reached a level of cynicism here that I never thought that we would reach. Well, Deshaun Watson sucking up the room will do that to a fan base. So you've reached a heavy level of cynicism. But you can be happy that your favorite player is going to be a part of your franchise. Like, he's not going to play for any other team. So he goes to the Hall of Fame, and I do think that this played a part of it with Jimmy and the ownership group. You can't, well, no, it's my personal opinion. I think Saquon Barkley and the Eagles played a little bit of this, where it's like, man, this guy is a beloved player, and they just let him go in New York. But if we trade this guy and he ends up somewhere else and they win a Super Bowl here, Saquon Barkley is a legendary Eagle now. He's not a legendary Giant. I know it's a month after the Super Bowl, so it's easy to say that. He's a legendary Eagle. If he goes to the Hall of Fame, the Eagles are paying for that party, not the Giants. Mm-mm. As of right now, and I can't see things changing, and I think that wears on a guy. I mean, Jimmy Haslam is the owner of the football team. He's a businessman. That's bad business. To let Miles Garrett ends up in Washington and the Washington Commanders win the Super Bowl, he's a Commander. Oh, yeah. He's the Lion. He's a whatever. And I think a lot of fans out there who have been on the other side of this say good. He wouldn't be good with that in 10 years. And I wouldn't be good with that next year where, yeah, you know what? The team might be a 6-win football team. But at least I don't have to deal with that. I mean, our buddies who are Giants fans, Lyman and I have mutual buddies from out there who are Giants fans. I mean, they still can't sleep at night. It is as ugly as it gets because their team's no closer. They're no closer than we are. And I don't think that Jimmy wants to deal with that. I don't think if I owned the football team, I wouldn't want to deal with that. Dan in Lakewood, you're next up on the Fan. Hello, Dan.
Hey, guys. I hate to throw water on the party here.
Yeah, go ahead.
But if you guys connect the dots a little bit here, I think. Miles calls Jimmy. Jimmy says, talk to Barry. Miles talks to Barry. Barry tells him, I can't trade you. You come out publicly, you say you want out. I can't trade you. But if you sign this...
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Contract, you're more appealing as a trade asset. You could deny any team you want with the trade clause. If you don't want to go there, you could turn it out. And I think that's what's happening, guys. I think they just greased the skids to get him out of here.
What, right now?
Oh yeah,
no, no. He will play this year for the Cleveland Browns.
I really don't believe so. I think this was a whole ploy to make him tradable.
So they paid him more.
Sure, because the next team that gets him doesn't even have to mess around with contract extensions. It's already right there. They got him for 4 years.
I mean, if anything, I would say his value kind of went down with this huge deal.
I would think
and few teams have the money, have the space. Few teams have the space to absorb a contract like this and
do it. That anyway. If they were going to trade for him, they were going to make that anyway. But they had to fight with. You know, they had to deal with him.
If you're making, you know? Hold on. If you're making the trade, Dan. If I'm the Raiders or whoever, if I'm making the trade, I would want to make the trade and sign him on terms I've negotiated, not terms that the other team has negotiated, because that number might be different. If I'm a guaranteed.
I don't think that number is going to be any different, Ken.
Oh, I totally disagree. He would be the highest paid player, but if you're talking about guarantees and no trade clauses, thank you for the call, Dan. If you're talking about guarantees and no trade clauses here, I would say I'm a contender. You want out. This is part of the deal, or there's no deal. I'm not going to be the Jets and Hassan Reddick and mess up my entire franchise. Well, one of the things that mess up my entire franchise. He's playing for the Browns this year. You've had this big outpouring. Are you going to walk all that back? Well, the only reason you would say that they would walk all that back is because it's the Browns. Okay, history has shown that you have a point there. But going into next year, no, you've only made him less valuable because he's older going into next year and he's more expensive going into next year.
You are a lover of conspiracy theory, and yeah. Dan's brought up a great conspiracy theory. The only flaw is that why would they include the no trade? The no trade is what makes it where
that, it doesn't
the
make
Browns
sense.
Lose their power in
yes.
able to get a return.
You don't give him more power right. with the intention to trade him.
But because it's a good conspiracy theory.
The whole thought of it, I don't really think it is. The whole thought of it is that the people who said that, because I was inundated with people, and we were inundated with calls, well, trade him to the highest bidder is, so if it's the Jets, to hell with them. But the Jets weren't naturally going to do that. But it was only a natural thing. The Jets could always wake up on the wrong side of the bed tomorrow and say, oh,
but
we were going to trade
him. There's tons of teams that call. I mean, how many teams called on Deshaun Watson? Like 14, right?
That we know of.
That we know of, right? So yeah. There's always going to be teams that call. I'm sure Jaguars would think about calling on Miles. Everybody's got to think about it,
I mean,
right?
I'd say that he can call back in. If Dan and Lakewood could call back in if Miles Garrett got traded and he could do a victory lap, but I'd probably pass out, so I wouldn't take the call.
Well,
so
let me
maybe
ask you
could.
How many years does this buy the Browns with Miles?
One.
Like, do you think Miles is going to? See, that's what I wonder too. Now it's going to be a tough contract
year
to trade.
Thing. Yeah, yeah.
But if they're bad again next year, and then they clear out, you know, there's a house cleaning when it comes to the organization and the coach.
Yeah.
You know, is Miles not going to go to Jimmy? If Jimmy will actually take the call that time?
We took those calls, though, earlier in the show about, well, no, them being a middling team does not help them at all. But if they're a middling team and they have a rookie QB that made them a middling team, now you feel better, right?
Right.
You feel better about the future.
I don't know if Miles needs to say anything. I think a new GM would come in here and goes, how can we get a first-round pick? Well, we have Miles. Oh, are we going to be a very competitive team? Well, if we get a good quarterback, we can be a very competitive team. But we also have to think about putting younger guys around him. Okay, we can trade Miles. And the only ones who are going to want to trade Miles are the same exact type of teams that would want to trade Miles in 2025. So 2026, it doesn't change anything. So it's not, as of right now, he's a Brown for life. But even though he has a no-trade clause, the no-trade clause doesn't matter. It just keeps him away from the Jets and the Jags and perennial losers. So if it's Buffalo, Washington, Detroit, the Eagles, whatever, it's still going to be those same teams. Maybe not Washington as much because you might be a little bit nervous, like, okay, was it a one-year thing? Okay, but the teams that have been competitive, they're probably still going to be there. 49ers are maybe into that mix. I'm not sure. So it's the same thing. So you've given him a no-trade clause. Technically, you've given him power. Those other teams aren't calling anyway. It's just make sure, I guess, you can't stick it to him and put him in a place that's not competitive that he doesn't want to be. You can't just say, yeah, fine, you want traded, we'll trade you to the Raiders. Good luck with that, and you're Aiden O'Connell or whatever. I guess that stops him from doing that. But you get all the money, and then you have a way to go, all right, next year, if this year doesn't go well, then you bring in a new general manager. That new general manager's already going to be thinking about trading Miles. Guarantee you. Any of the up-and-coming guys, if they come in the back of their mind, what can I get for Myles Garrett? He's 30 years old. We're thinking about the future. We're not thinking about the now. I have time. Andrew didn't. And I'm sure there will be a competitive team. It goes $40 million for him. The Buffalo Bills, if they lose another heartbreaker, $40 million for him. Well, let's figure out a way to make this thing work. Yeah, we'll do it. Let's go to Don in Akron. You're next up with the fan. Hello, Don.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Doing well, Don. Go ahead.
Hey, you know, maybe you could agree with me. I hope you guys can anyway. Is there more than one position on this team that needs help? Can we say that?
Yeah.
Okay. We had an opportunity, probably, again, maybe the best defensive lineman certainly this team has ever seen. We could very well, at least according to what Athletic is saying, we could have gotten two first-round picks for this guy, and maybe a second too, maybe not this year, but next year. So having a second round pick this year, or the number two pick in the draft this year, and another first round pick, and maybe two first round picks next year, we could turn this organization
around. Very simple answer. Very simple answer. You ready?
Yeah.
Do you like Andrew Berry?
Do I like? No.
Then do you want him to make that extra first round pick? You should be smiling now. You can get another because Don and I'm not trying to be mean or anything like that. I gotta let you go because we're up against it. All you have to do is tell yourself, if you are worried about this deal, a new general, if you suck this year, hopefully you don't, but if you do, new general manager is coming in. I can guarantee you one of the first things he's going to think of is trading Myles Garrett to a contender who the only teams that they are going to pay for anyway, who are going to come and pay for him anyway. So you'll get that extra first-round pick, and you'll only get one. You won't get two, probably, because he's 30. But you can still get that extra first-round pick, and you'll feel better naturally, even though the next guy who comes in, if you are bad, can end up being way worse than Andrew Berry would ever think of. We won't think that way. We'll think about it as a fresh new start. So this guy will get that extra first-round pick, and you can go and get somebody. Not everything's not fixed. There's definitely other fallouts, but I have to make that as brief as possible.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games. or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.